There you go.
Okay. Good evening. Called the meeting to order at 6:32. Can everybody stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we get a roll call, please, Cheryl?
Harlan is excused. Brenda? Hillary?
Here.
Jay?
Here.
Rita?
Here.
Carlene?
She was just on the
last year.
She's here.
Rayette?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. We get a approval of the agenda.
Others in attendance.
Oh, sorry. You're right. Others in attendance. Thanks. Can we get the list up of who's online?
Yeah. There is Joe Bondolowski, Megan Gatlin, Hillary Smith is online, as you acknowledge, Dave Nielsen, KSDP, Carter Utech, Hillary Seifert. Brenda Wilson just walked into the King Cove Conference, and there is a person there with her that you might want to ask about, and then myself is online as well.
Oh, one of the coaches, yeah.
Looks like he's leaving. Hi, Brenda.
Looks like she's muted. Okay.
She's muted. She has the wrong controller to unmute it.
Yeah.
Does she need to stay here, or can we mark her as here?
I mean, no, I think that's fine. Here, Brenda's here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Jack Walsh, myself, Cheryl, Austin Roof. I don't see any other sites on, so I think that's everybody.
There you go, Brenda. It should be somewhere near there.
Right in front. It usually always is right there.
You see something like a round saucer?
The TV's off. She played his name. No, she's on.
Hello. Oh, can you hear me?
Oh, there you are.
We can. Thanks,
so
Brenda.
How do I turn the TV on? Do you know?
Austin, do you know?
It might have been the remote control that you had before, Brenda.
There's no batteries in that one.
Somewhere on the side of the TV.
Okay, I just turned that on. Let's see if it works. There you are. Hello. Can you hear me? I can see you. I'm here now.
Yep.
Yep, we can hear and see you.
We marked you as here now. So we just finished up others in attendance, and we are looking for approval of the agenda.
I'll make a motion to have approval of the agenda as presented.
Are we amending anything? Are we?
We do have one amendment to move the executive session personnel matters after. So would you have to redo everything, or should it be just be before A starts? So I guess after the discussion of staff evaluation process before the administrator contracts will be the executive session.
So I'd like to make a motion then to move the executive session personnel matters 23-24 contracts to go under new business after A to be with in line with item number B, administrator contracts.
We had a motion to approve the agenda by Brenda, and then you made a motion to change. We didn't second or right. We still don't have a motion to approve the agenda with that many changes. Like making
Brenda, can you revise your motion?
Yes, to include what Rita said.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Got it.
And I can back.
Can we get a roll call on that, please?
Jade?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right. Approval of minutes for December 20th, 2022.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
I'll second this, Carlene.
Okay, motion by Rita, second by Carlene to approve the December 20th minutes. Roll call, please.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Next on the agenda would be public comments on agenda items. Public comments at this time on agenda items. Okay, hearing none, we will move down to the superintendent's report.
Well, this month my report actually is in your packet, and I apologize for last month not getting that done. Just kind of a lot of updates and stuff. I recognize that one of the things missing from my report is that often I take some time to thank people for the things they've been doing to help us here in the district, and I want to just say a special thank you to the staff and students at King Cove and some of the community members I got to visit with these last couple of days. I also have in there that there's, you know, I wanted to have a meeting. You had asked me about maybe scheduling a meeting with the community at Sandpoint to talk about the school bus situation and what our plans are. And I'm going to work with the principal, but Wednesday or Thursday after school, probably like in an early evening hour, I'm going to invite parents and community members up so we can talk about the bind we're in over the school bus and just try to get some of their ideas of how we can help. Because I know there's parents that, you know, as this has dragged on, it's just been harder and harder. And we do want to try to figure out if we could put a plan together. There's going to be a lot of travel coming up for fly-ins to Juneau with the School Board Association, the Superintendent Association, some other things like that. I know that at times people will criticize I'm gone way too much. There's just some things about this job that you have to participate in some of that stuff. And the biggest thing I think most of the staff would like me to probably emphasize is this is not a new issue, but there are major concerns about kids' attendance. That no matter how many times we talk about it, I don't know that we're having any kind of impact on it. So I've asked the staff to try to work with the families and with kids. I'm talking about all four communities, because this past week I was on, you know, emails with Accutan where they're struggling with some, you know, challenges there. So I know it goes on everywhere. I haven't heard much from Falls Pass, so, you know, hopefully they are not having that same issue. But please encourage your friends and family and different people that they know how important it is that kids get to school, because people are just feeling they're missing a lot of school. And, you know, part of the times when you're talking to me about, you know, how we're doing in writing, how we're doing in math, how we're doing in these other things, you know, one of the things that could help is if people were there more regularly. So I'll stop there, and, you know, I can answer any questions anybody might have.
Do any board members have questions for Jack on his report? Okay. Any district correspondence we want to pull?
Nothing.
Nothing? Okay. All right. Then leads us to Dave, the business manager's report.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the board, Interim Superintendent Walsh. I have nothing to add to my report, which is in your packet, and I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have any.
Are there any questions for Dave? Right. Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to accept the financial report as presented.
I'll make a motion. I'll second Brenda's motion.
Okay. Motion by Brenda. Second by Rita. Accept the financial report. Roll call, please.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Jane?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right, thank you. Department reports. First is activities report. Ken Barber. Is Ken online? Assuming probably not. Okay.
Isn't he? We have another game coming up, I think, at 7, so that's where he's probably okay. At.
Okay. Well, his report is in our packet, so I guess we could email them any questions if we have them. Next is Hillary, special education report.
Wait a minute.
Oh, is Hillary? Oh, you are here. We weren't sure if you were going to be here.
No, we're still just patiently waiting. My report is in the packet. I don't have anything further to add.
Does anybody have any questions?
Yes, this is Hillary. I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
On your report, you said on the 6th of January, you were going to find out the amount of the artists and residents. Did you get anything back? I know that we passed the first phase of it, so did they say amount or anything?
I did not hear back from them. I did reach out to the director around the 6th. We were given the letter that we were awarded the grant. It's just a function of the approvals through the amounts with the Alaska Art Council. So I'm still waiting to hear on that amount, but Dave and I have already started to talk about the in-kind money. So I've had the sites start moving forward on securing their artists because Sandpoint has already secured the week and the artists that they're having in, and Accutan also has. So nope, still waiting for the amount.
All right, thanks.
Sure.
I have a question. So who's on the, is it a committee? Is it certain people? I've never known how that's selected. How is a type of artist and the person selected?
So last year, there are two application deadlines. One is in May and one is in November. And it was maybe a week or two before the May deadline, Karen Ravenscroft had contacted me about wanting to write the grant. And so she had done some groundwork there. And then at the same time, Amy had reached out to me for Sandpoint. And so in the spring, they did some surveys with kids and staff at the time. And found out what genre of art they wanted, whether it was musician or mural artist. And so in Sandpoint, it happened to be a musician, and in Accutan, it was a mural artist. So that was kind of the process that went into it in the spring. And then I've been in contact with just the site contacts as far as how to move forward. So once the grant is secured, it really is a team effort, because I think it's been some time since we've had a multi-site grant. So there'll be a committee, you know, of teachers and community members at each site to make sure that everything goes smoothly as far as making sure the residency is all planned out and all the elements are there so that we can continue to get this grant in the future.
So there will be somebody in all four sites?
Yeah, and right now, so there'll be somebody in three sites. So the way I wrote the grant, and I talked with Megan, we're going to try to include False Pass in either the King Cove or the Sand Point Residency Week. We're kind of hoping that the way I wrote it and the way Megan and I have talked about it, you know, Paul obviously is you know, more than happy to have False Pass students come and join in King Cove, but maybe wrapping it into the swim trip week if they're coming for a swim trip in April. So that way they could come and participate in the Artist in Residence in Sandpoint and then also do their swim trip.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Is there anybody else who has questions? Okay, hearing none. Technology report, Austin.
Good evening, Madam Chair and Board. My report is in the packet. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Are there any questions for Austin? All right. Thank you, Austin. And our school counselor report, is Danielle online?
Nope. I think she's in the gym. Do you want me to go holler at her?
No. No, that's fine.
I'm going to grab her and drag her in here.
I do have a question.
Pretty full in there.
Okay. All right. We have a report in the packet. All right.